Yeah, all we use is that radioid.net site. Well, that's the site I guess we get registered on. And you can use a DMR user search. So it's very similar to like a FCC call sign search. You know, when that site's up, it's not up lately. That's causing problems. But yeah, that's all we use just to. And I did look at your form and slid over and we got it right. So I'm not sure what Wally's doing. I believe it's code plugs for the group's radios because we got some county radios. So I think he just wants to try to get the current members right in there. Oh, I know what it is. It's the CSV values, the contact values. So not like you're necessarily going to be assigned one of the radios because you have your own, but he just wants to get the because I guess in Motorola the contacts are limited. You can't put, you know, you can't put like all contacts in an HT. It just doesn't work, especially with Motorola. In fact, even mine, I did Michigan, Ontario, and Ohio, I think. And by the time I got those three areas, you know, and besides, that's probably overkill anyways, but, you know, if it's got the memory, I don't mind doing it. But if you ever need any of those CSV files for contacts, let me know, because I did subscribe to the Radio ID service, so I could create a CSV file for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know that was one of the nice features, right, with the Motorola. They had you follow along or whatever, call that follow, where if you have the different code plugs for different areas as you move along, it will allow you to somehow it allows you to continue to talk or something. Otherwise, you have to load a whole new code plug in every time as you move around different geographic area. Yeah, and I was at a few years back, one of the big KBHGFF, I think it is. He was one of the ones that he got a DMR radio, TYT, and he was big on this. I forgot who the person was. He researched it and everything and was able to flash the firmware of it, you know, and without bricking his radio. And then he didn't show up for it, but Sean, and, you know, then that kind of became a thing, and I remember they called it we kind of call it tongue-in-cheek, you know, historically we call it the Barbecue Summit. We met at Barbecue Bob's place in Ferndale, and Sean was there with a couple other people with laptops, and they would update their firmware, and so I got a chance to meet a bunch of hands that I had talked to for years, but never met, but that was kind of a pivotal point in Southeast Michigan's DMR circles.